Okay, this is a commutation phase two hearing for Mr. Bruce Baker, ABC number 70477. Mr. Baker is 55 years old, and I am, the very brief medical information that we have suggests that he may be in a medically induced coma, but I need to verify that with Dr. Liddell. Dr. Liddell, is that true?
Mr. Baker, currently in ICU. His prognosis is very poor. He was at a previous hospital, approximately about a week or so ago, was released, and targeted release. They indicated that at that point, comfort care would probably be their best recommendation. So I think
I'm sorry, I was just trying to verify whether Mr. Baker is able to participate in the hearing.
I don't think he is.
Okay. All right, so if we could just then, please restate your full name, I'm sorry, just for the record, because we record all
this. My first name is I-O-D-G-A-Y-O, D as in Davy, E as in Elephant, J-I. Last name is Liddell, L-A, D is in Davy, E as in Elephant, L, E as in Elephant.
Uh-huh. And you're an MD, is that correct, sir?
D-L.
MD, and you, and your title, you are?
Regional Medical Director for Horizon Healthcare Services.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and based on what you were just saying, you believe that Mr. Baker is not able to participate in the hearing himself?
No, he's not able.
Okay.
Based upon the notes from the hospital, no, he's not able.
Right, and we actually did not receive any, normally we receive a letter that at least describes the medical condition, and, you know, at least gives what the inmate has, the disease, and we didn't receive any such letter, so we don't really even know, other than in lay terms, I think we have a letter from a family member that he has cancer. So if you could tell us a good summary of, if we were to recommend this to the governor, we would need some information about his medical condition. So
you can give that by the close of business today. I can give that to you.
Okay, thank you.
A synopsis or narrative.
That's perfect. We would really appreciate that.
No problem.
So, but just for now, can you tell us what his condition is and his prognosis?
So his prognosis, unfortunately, is very poor. As you mentioned, he is a 55-year-old. He has a history of alcoholic cirrhosis. He has a medical condition that's associated with cirrhosis, where you have a lot of patients that will have bleeding of the blood vessels in the esophagus. Secondary to his disease process, he tends to have, patients of his condition will tend to have an increase in ammonia levels, which causes people to be very confused and have altered mental status. And that's basically what he has presented with. He's had a high level of ammonia. And unfortunately, he's had to have fluid removed from his abdomen. I think the last hospitalization, he had 3.5 liters removed, and that kind of assists with some of the shortness of breath concerns that coincides with his disease process. At this point, radiation or chemotherapy will not provide any additional curative or any palliative measures or assistance. So I will be honest, his life expectancy is not only less than 4 months, I think it's weeks or days at this point, looking at the hospitalization notes.
Okay. All right. So, Dr. Liddell, if he were to be released, what would his care entail? What would it take to take care of him?
I will be honest, I don't think he would make it out of the ICU based upon his most recent hospitalization. And if he were to make, and I'm going to be very forthcoming, if he were to make it out of this concern, he would need full care.
Okay.
Full support care. He would not be able to take care of himself.
So hospital.
And it looks like he's got a complication for blood loss as well. So he's losing blood, needing blood transfusions. I'm not sure about platelet transfusions, but I definitely know that he would need both consistent blood transfusions based upon the disease process.
Okay. Okay. So it would not be a matter of his family being able to take care of him at home or anything. He'd have to remain in the hospital.
Well, I think the problem is, and I'm not sure if something's changed the last couple of days, but the last hospitalization, he was full resuscitation. So he's not, again, and I have not had any other information the last day or two, but his last hospitalization, he was full code. So the fact that he's a full code, each and every time he has a complication to his disease process, he'll go right back into the hospital to receive care. And so I think, unfortunately, again, looking at his most present notes, and not to give bad news, but his prognosis seems very, very poor at this point. And even if he does turn around, I think he's going to have a lifelong concern of going back in and out of the hospital.
Okay, so, and I recognize you have other things. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if we want to make sure we get all the information.
No, I reschedule my day, so please, I know this is important to the family, as well as important to the clinical board to get all the information.
Sure,
so I have
that.
Time.
Okay. Well, thank you. Other questions for Dr. Liddell, because I want to be thorough in our what we present to the governor if we need to recommend that forward.
No.
David, any questions? No? Thank you. Okay. Dr. Liddell, we do have a few family members here for Mr. Baker,
yes.
And I want to give them the opportunity to say anything that they want to say. So you're welcome to stay on the line, sir. Thank you so much.
No,
in case anything comes up, we really do appreciate that, Doctor.
No problem. I can answer it.
Thank you. So, you know, would you like to come on up? And just, if you'd just state your name in the microphone there, because we're recording.
My name is Sheila Baker.
Thank you for coming today under difficult.
Yes, thank you for seeing us. I'm here to speak on Bruce's behalf. This is his mother and stepfather. Bruce has come around yesterday. I mean, he was talking a little bit. And I'm just asking for his release so that he doesn't get sent back to the prison like he did last week. And that's what put him back down. Because he was doing really good. He was talking, he was eating and everything when he was in Mountain Vista. But then Tuesday, they shipped him back to Lewis Prison because they have a medical facility there.
Right.
So that's why they shipped him there instead of back to Florence. So he was only there about 24 hours, and he went downhill. Mm-hmm. And so I put the resuscitation back on because I wanted him to have us with him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if something,
right.
When it happens, what have you. So... that's my main reason of getting him released early, so that he could be with family.
Right, right.
And he only has 6 months left of his
right.
sentence. He's supposed to get out in April.
We know.
And then he will obviously have 18 months probation after that. So, I mean, y'all could even put him on probation for six more months to his 18 months.
Right.
I mean, anything so that we can.
I'm not sure that's within our authority to do.
Right.
But, you know, but,
I mean, it's an option, maybe.
Right. And what we any action we took today, what we do is we make a recommendation to the governor, and the governor makes the decision. So it wouldn't be like if we say we're going to recommend it that he would be released right away, but
right.
We understand there's urgency, so we would do whatever as quickly as possible.
Right, and I understand that,
right.
And
okay.
We appreciate everything that y'all would be able to do.
So you're, really what you want to be able to do is just know where he is and be able to be with him.
And be able to be with him, yes.
I totally understood. Completely understood.
And if he would be able to last, you know, once he did get back going again, I understand he might not be able to walk or and all that, and he would totally depend on us. But maybe he would be able to survive to go home, back to Kansas, okay, and meet his grandchildren, and then pass it home, because that's where he is from.
Are you local here? Or
no, I'm in Kansas, so they are in Oklahoma.
Oh, gosh.
And so to bring him home, I mean, I know that would be a big old prayer and hope and maybe, but if that was to happen, I have already contacted the parole officers in Kansas where I am at, and they had said that they would accept him in his probation. So, I mean...
Well, it just depends. Both sides have to connect. But I think we have a compact with Kansas.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So that could work. Okay. Is there anything else you thought of that you wanted, or would you like to say anything? Or?
I just want to take you home.
We just want to take you home. They're over here in a little bit, so...
Okay, well... Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Good morning, sir. Could you please
stay? Andy Brown.
Thank you, sir.
Anyhow, I've been around the boy for over 35, almost 35 years, and he's a good boy. He just did stupid things a few times, got in trouble again for it, and I've always scolded him for it, but didn't you know that? But he ain't that long ago, and he doesn't want to see all his grandkids and stuff, and that's all he really asking for out of life right now. Let me live long enough to see all my grandchildren. And he don't want really no more than that. That's all he's trying to survive for. So I'm hoping that we can get him back home. You know, if we can get him released and everything, and the governor lets us hope that we can get him back to Oklahoma, Kansas there. And me and Mama's got a place that he can stay at the house there if he has to and take care of him.
Okay.
As long as he's got a chance to see the kids.
Good.
That's all.
Very good.
Because he knows he's eating up the cancer. And they say he's got a tumor in the biggest grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
They told us they can't do nothing for him tomorrow.
Right.
They just can't.
Okay. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mom?
They have
you'll stand on
just come right up and state your name, please.
Irma Brown.
Thank you.
And they have a very good cancer doctor in Pittsburgh, Kansas, that healed my nephew. So I think there might be just a little bit of hope and we would like to try.
Okay, and now you're in Kansas or you're in Oklahoma?
I'm in Oklahoma.
You're in Oklahoma.
But Pittsburgh, Kansas is that far away.
75 minutes from
home. Oh, it's close. Okay.
A 75 mile, not 75.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Since there was a chance for Mark and he had it on his face and in his town, and he is completely healed.
Okay.
And I think I'm open that there's a chance that he could see this doctor.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for coming all this way and being so patient this morning. We really appreciate it. Okay. Any other questions for, I think Dr. Liddell's still on the phone, or the family members here? Any questions? Okay. So the board, we're going to discussion and discuss this case. And be back with you in just a moment. Okay, so the board is now in discussion, and this case is unusual since we can't really talk with Mr. Baker himself. I did not cover just some details about the crime, which he's serving a 10-year sentence for a burglary, third degree, that occurred on April 11th, 2010. He did appeal, and that was affirmed in 2013. His conviction was affirmed. He had another sentence that was running concurrent, burglary tool possession, and that was 3 3/4 years, and that's expired. And as his wife pointed out, he's really only got about 6 months left of this sentence. So if we were to recommend to the governor, it would be for reduction of that last 6 months about, and it would result in time served. He had received the presumptive sentence anyway, so. And he has some criminal history, including a couple of probation revocations and not much discipline history since he's been incarcerated. And he's done some programming in prison. So it appears he has applied himself and, you know, made some poor decisions at one point in his life. And poor Dr. Liddell, his prognosis is very poor, given his cirrhosis and bleeding in his esophagus and fluid in his abdomen. At this point, I could support asking or petitioning or recommending to the governor that the 6 months remaining on his sentence be commuted, and then any community supervision remain intact as sentenced by the courts. But I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion then that we do pass the application of Mr. Bruce Baker to the governor, and that we would recommend that the prison term be commuted, the remaining 6 months, and that any community supervision remain intact.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal. Okay, then based on this, I guess I will write the letter to the governor with this information. I may call on you to ask for additional details.
Yeah, I'll be modeling between you and I.
If you can assist, okay. All right, for the record then, the board has voted to recommend to the governor commutation of that remaining part of his sentence with community supervision will still remain intact.
Right.
But I know that things can be worked out, so, you know, hopefully that'll all work out. Thank you so much for coming and being so patient today and traveling so far. We really appreciate it.
We really appreciate
so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right. And this concludes the hearing for Mr. Bruce Baker, ADC number 70447.
Dr. Liddell?